Let's go to our guy. Let's head to the phone lines. Sean Merriman, former Pro Bowler, I believe they're in San Diego Charger and Buffalo Bill. Hey, before we get going, and real quick, he is brought to you by Bet Online for the most diverse list of well over 1,000 Super Bowl props, including MVP, length of the national anthem, close to 100 Taylor Swift related props, broadcast odds, game and player stats, and much, much more. Head to Bet Online, and that is who Sean Merriman is, courtesy of. Sean, what's your thoughts of Fox just giving Jameis Winston a camera and just following him and just saying, "Take us to your favorite spots, Jameis." I can't wait for this.
It's must watch TV, man. I actually just reposted that, and I outside of football, I just think he's a very just entertaining person, and just, you never know what he's gonna say, you never know what he's gonna do. That was a great move by Fox, and I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, Sean, the reality of it is that has some real potential of working, because how genuine and sincere Jameis Winston is. Like, that's the real him. Like, it's not putting on. All they got to do is turn the camera on and put him in his element, and it's game on, right?
That's it. And you know what? It's almost like he got a camera on him 24/7 anyway, right? he's just one of those guys, man, that kind of lights up a room, and I've been around him a couple times. And, you know, he's a fun guy to be around. It's just good for TV. Like, not a lot of guys are just naturally good for TV. You know, some of them are forced to try to be funny, try to be entertaining. He's like, he got a camera on him 24/7. He doesn't even need a script or anything else, just who he is.
Yeah, he ain't even trying. Sean Merriman joins us, courtesy of Bet Online. Before we get into your thoughts with the Super Bowl coming up in New Orleans, just when we watch the AFC Championship game, because that's who the Texans got to go through, and they were a game short of that again this year, how far away do you sense that the Texans are from what we watch between teams like Buffalo, Kansas City? I guess you could throw Baltimore in that. How far away do you see the Texans are from that?
Not far at all. And, you know, the game against my Chargers, man, I saw it. You know, there's a lot of upside there, and there's a lot that they should be excited about going into the season. And D'Amico Ryans, man, he got these guys humming in all cylinders. They kind of, in a way, they took on his personality. You can tell after the big plays in the sideline, him celebrating, the guys coming and jumping up and down on him. Like, this team is taking on his personality. I think there's a little bit more they need to add on the offense side of the ball. You know, definitely got to open up that playbook some, because you got a guy like CJ Stroud there who can do so many things. You got to let him roll. You got to let him just take him off the leash, let him really run that offense. But put him in good positions and in good situations to go out and make that team successful. But my favorite player to watch, man, is Will. I love Will Anderson. I love the way that dude plays football. And it reminds me a lot of myself and how Wade Phillips back in the day would have me schemed up properly to put me on a one-on-one against a tight end and run it back, or one-on-one against a tackle where a team has to slide protection and watch me every time, man. So he's such an exciting player to follow.
Yeah, Sean, I that's where I was going to go with it next, man. I tell you, you laid it out pretty good right there with Will. I need you, when you do run into Will, whether it's at the Super Bowl or just in your former player walks here, man, we've got to figure out some kind of celebration. I mean, I don't know many, if any, that were better than you and better than yours. You got to get with my man. That's the only piece of his game he's missing at this point in time is something that's going to set him apart, that signature move, man.
Yeah, you know what, man? He got to add a little bit more showmanship because the playmaking ability is there. And he's so dynamic, man, that whatever he do is going to be iconic, as long as it's kind of doing something to separate itself. Because most guys go out and, you know, they celebrate like, dude, like, come on, you're not really that good of a player. But he goes out and do it and starts something that could be possibly iconic. It's going to be around him for a long time.
Well, Sean, how'd you come up with your sack celebration?
You know, so I got the light switch in my right forearm my sophomore year in high school. And so my first game against Georgia Tech, it was a big game I had Friday night at the University of Maryland against Georgia Tech. I had a big hit against a wide receiver coming across the middle. I pointed to it. I didn't think about jumping up and down, but the crowd got so loud, I just did it. The energy came. And so I got on the sideline, and my teammates were like, hey, what was that thing you did? And I was like, oh, that's the lights out dance. And it just stayed with me. So, but it was original. No one really was doing it. And I always said this, but I wanted to do something that was going to get people up out of their seats when they're at home and in the stadium. And it did just that.
All right. Sean Merriman joins us courtesy of Bet Online. All right. Let's get to the Super Bowl, Sean. Would it be an upset to you if Philadelphia won this game?
At this point in this level and how both of these teams are playing, I don't think an upset would you can't call anything an upset at this point because both of those teams are very much deserving to be there. But I will say this, the way the Chiefs are beating people right now and the mistakes that they're capitalizing off of it, it's just hard to go against them, right? I went against Patrick Mahomes so many times. You know, last couple of years when he iced the game, he was on that bum foot or that bum ankle he had, and he iced the game with his legs. I said, look, if he's doing things like that and he's out here in one wheel, like, you just can't go against him anymore. And this team reminds me of those runs that the Patriots had, because when we got to the playoffs, I felt multiple times that we were better than the Patriots, but we made one mistake. We jumped off the sides, or we had a personal foul, or 12 men on the field, and something happened, and they took the ball right down the field and scored, and that's what the Chiefs are now. They capitalize off of every single mistake you make.
Sean, how do you get that point across? I mean, obviously Andy and Pat have done it as well as, if not better than anybody, maybe in that Belichick Brady era. But I mean, like, how do you get a team to a point and get a group of guys to understand, like, hey man, we've had a really good year. You may have had a really good individual year, but this game coming up, and it starts early in the playoffs, not at the Super Bowl, but, you know, you get how do you get a team like that to go, okay, this game's going to come down to about two or three different plays in some critical situations, and we're either going to make them or we're going to lose?
It's the vets. It's the Patrick Mahomes. It's the Travis Kelce's. It's the Chris Jones. You got to pull those young guys there to the side who's never been there, and say, listen, those mistakes that we made early on, even early on in the playoffs and got here, we cannot make those now because the margin of error is so small, right? And so you got the opportunity. There's a fumble. You better dive on it with all your life, right? If there's a first down, you better scratch, scrounge, and do anything you can to get that first down because all these things matter now. Like every single inch, and it's so cliche to say that, you know, football is a game of inches and all this other stuff, but this, it really is. I mean, you get to that point, you talk about the Buffalo Bills and that first down, you know, two, three, you know, four more inches, that's a first down. That game might look a lot different. And so when you get to this level, to the big game, every single thing matters.
All right, Sean, before we get you out of here, a lot of people look at the odds and bets here. In terms of Super Bowl MVP, and I'm talking about trying to make some money, Sean, right? Like if you're putting it down on Patrick Mahomes, you ain't gonna really make somebody. What's a maybe underdog name that you would think about going at to try to really make some money for Super Bowl MVP?
Well, if you're not gonna go with Pat, you got to start looking on the defense side of the ball and looking at a guy like Chris Jones, because we saw Von Miller some years ago as a defense side of the ball win the MVP. And also look at the history of Chris Jones. When you get deep in the playoffs, and especially the Super Bowl, two Super Bowls ago, he iced the game himself with a sack at the end of that game or in pressures. And he was the one, in my opinion, who really, really iced that game. So I would go with Chris Jones. On the other side of the ball, you got to go with Saquon. You know, he is the motor on this offense to get everybody going. And yes, AJ Green is great. Smith is great. They got, you know, Jalen Hurts is playing well. Everything starts and ends with Saquon Barkley. And if he balls out, you know, he'll be the reason why they win.
All right, Sean, we appreciate you jumping on with us, man. And hopefully you're out there in New Orleans and having a good time and enjoy the Super Bowl.
You got it, man. We got a big fight also of my MMA league, Lights Out Extreme Fight. And it'll be live on Lights Out Sports TV. So make sure you guys download. It's a free streaming service. We have a ton of different sports from there, live sports as well. We just finished up at the Shrine Bowl practices. So make sure you guys download Lights Out Sports TV. We got a massive fight Friday, February 7th.
All right, we'll do that, man. We'll make sure the people do as well. Appreciate you joining us, Sean.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
All right, this is Sean Merriman, courtesy of Bet Online, the most diverse list of well over 1,000 Super Bowl props, including MVP, length of national anthem, close to 100 Taylor Swift prop bets as well, broadcast odds, game, player stats, and much, much more. So go check all of that out. Coming up.